This week in North Carolina, a group of religious leaders filed a lawsuit against the state's same-sex marriage ban. The lawsuit argues that North Carolina is unconstitutionally restricting religious freedom by barring clergy members from blessing gay and lesbian couples. Well, North Carolina is just one of 33 states with same-sex marriage bans, and same-sex marriage advocates are working hard to bring that number down. One of the states they're focusing on is Florida. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WLRN's Ariana Prothero reports.
Katharina Pareto and Carla Arguello live with their son in Miami's Coconut Grove neighborhood on a quiet street, the kind that turns into an unofficial playground in the evening for the neighborhood kids.
Okay, girls, relax. Are you okay with dogs? You want to come inside?
Pareto and Arguello have been together for over a decade. Pareto is a financial advisor, and Arguello recently left her job in corporate finance to stay at home with their one-year-old son, Enzo. They say although they face certain challenges as a same-sex couple, their lives are mostly like any other family.
We got to mow our lawn like everybody else. We got to make dinner like everybody else.
We go through the same difficulties of trying to sit through a dinner and have a conversation, an adult conversation.
If you find yourself relating to Pareto and Arguello, that's by design. It's precisely why they are one of six couples picked to be plaintiffs in a lawsuit spearheaded by the LGBT rights advocacy group Equality Florida. Stratton Pulitzer works for the organization, which is also a plaintiff in the lawsuit. He says when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last year, Equality Florida put out a call for plaintiffs at events and on Facebook, asking people to send in their personal love stories.
The response to that request was absolutely overwhelming. 1,200 people now have written to us.
Although some polls show that gay marriage is gaining support in Florida, advocates still have an uphill battle ahead of them. Not only is there a law against same-sex unions, a ban is also written into the Florida state constitution through an amendment which was approved by almost 62% of voters just 6 years ago. With those hurdles in mind, Equality Florida took great care in selecting the plaintiffs for its lawsuit. A team of lawyers from across the country evaluated each couple to see if they had relatable, media-friendly personal stories and compelling legal cases, and to see if the candidates could handle the media spotlight. Equality Florida revealed those couples to the public during a press conference that felt kind of like a debutante ball. Again, Stratton Pulitzer.
I'll tell you, the day we announced this lawsuit, every single one of them just about was trembling because they were so scared as they stepped in front of the cameras for the first time.
We don't want to get married in another state. Our family is here, our friends are here, our life is here.
We've built a successful business together. We share our finances together. We go to church together.
This strategy of choosing plaintiffs has its roots in the civil rights movement, says Nova Southeastern University law professor Bob Jarvis. It's the same tactic the NAACP used in Brown versus the Board of Education, the case which ended segregation.
They ended up picking a group of plaintiffs from Topeka, Kansas, because Topeka, Kansas, it's the heartland of America. If the heartland of America is discriminating, that's really where you want to strike it down.
Although the NAACP won, Jarvis says these kinds of cases, in which the purpose is to change policy, aren't entirely focused on winning the individual lawsuits. There's an ulterior motive.
Lawyers always talk about, while you ultimately have to win in a court of law, you first have to win in the court of public opinion.
And to advocates, there's no better way to win the hearts and minds of the public than picking plaintiffs that sound, look, and live like the general public. For Here and Now, I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.